Part B. You are going to hear four conversations. Before listening to each conversation, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. After listening, you will have time to answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Mark your answer in your test booklet. Questions 11 to 14 are based on a talk between two visitors. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. What a lovely place. Walking around the palace is just like going back in time. Don't you think so? Imagine all those noblemen and ladies having huge parties here on summer nights, dancing in the halls and gardens, or Napoleon working in his study, planning all those battles that changed the world.
Or how about Mozart? He gave a concert in the palace when he was only 6 years old. Isn't that incredible?
It was the colors that really impressed me. The yellow outside walls and the green window frames. It was like a fairy tale castle.
What about the rooms full of Persian miniature paintings? And the huge crystal lights hanging from the ceilings. Weren't they magnificent? Don't you wish we were millionaires?
You don't have to be a millionaire to enjoy beautiful things. I enjoyed the gardens just as much as all those lovely trees and fountains. And the wonderful view of Vienna from the park. You don't need money to enjoy a view like that. You only need eyes.
Still, wouldn't it be nice to live in a place like this one here? Imagine 1,200 different rooms.
It would be nice as long as I didn't have to clean them. You now have 1 minute to answer questions 11 to 14. Questions 15 to 17 are based on a dialogue between a host and a former astronaut. You now have 15 seconds to read the questions.
Hello. Today is the 30th anniversary of the first moon landing. On July 20th, 1969, man landed on the moon for the first time. Over the next several years, a total of 12 men walked across the moon. The last man to do so was Eugene Sermon. Mr. Sermon, it's been 30 years since man walked on the moon. What are your thoughts on this anniversary?
How did 30 years go by so quickly? It was the greatest endeavor in the history of mankind. And it was something a lot of people thought couldn't be done. When President Kennedy said in 1961 that we were going to the moon, we had a total of 16 minutes of spaceflight experience. Yet we made it. I lived on the moon for 75 hours. It was like parking a car in the desert and living out of it. Looking back, it sometimes seems unreal because we quit. We went to the moon, then we came home. The disappointing thing is that I'm still the last moonwalker. We should have gone back to the moon on our way to Mars. I gave myself 28 years for that to happen.
Would you like to go to Mars?
Yes, absolutely. You have 45 seconds to answer questions 15 to 17. Questions 18 to 21 are based on a talk about the Green Movement. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions.
Have you ever heard of the Goldman Environmental Foundation in San Francisco? Its motto is Think Globally, Act Locally. It has created a prize for the Green Movement. The $60,000 awards are given annually to representatives from six continents. One of the prize winners is Roland Tiensu, a 12-year-old Swedish boy. He thinks that preserving the Earth is too important to be left to grown-ups. 3 years ago, the boy learned from his teacher about the destruction of the rainforests in Latin America. Tiensu was worried that by the time he and his classmates grew up, there would be no rainforests left to save. He thought they should do something. One day, he saw a television program where people planted trees to replace some of those that had been cut down. But of course, Tiensu couldn't do that because he lived far away in Sweden. Then he thought that instead they could buy the rainforest. Tiensu and his classmates organized a sale in their small village and raised enough money to buy 10 acres of rainforest in Costa Rica. School children in Sweden, Germany, Japan, and the U.S. have followed his example. As a result, part of the rainforest has been named Children's Eternal Forest.
You have 1 minute to answer questions 18 to 21. Questions 22 to 25 are based on a talk on the cloning of human beings. For example, the artificial reproduction of human beings. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions.
Welcome to the genetic world. Dr. Smith is going to give his opinion about the cloning of human beings. Dr. Smith, is it possible to copy human beings at present?
Well, the cloning of human beings is a very inefficient procedure. Even if the technique were perfected, we must ask ourselves what practical value human cloning might have. Why do we copy people? Firstly, couples unable to have children might choose to have a copy of one of them. The parents would be more likely to place higher expectation on the cloned child than average parents. Cloning is also suggested as a means of bringing back a relative, usually a child killed tragically. But it must be first recognized that the copy would be a new child and not the lost child. Thirdly, copying is suggested as a means by which parents can have the child of their dreams. Couples might choose to have a copy of a film star, baseball player, or scientist, depending on their interest. But what if the child does not live up to their hopes? In my opinion, each child should be wanted for itself, as an individual. I suggest that there is a greater need to consider the interests of the child, and we should reject these proposed uses of cloning. You have 1 minute to answer questions 22 to 25. This is the end of Part B.
练习六.
Part A. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. Now, look at question 1. Number 1. Jane, I would like to introduce you to my sister Ellen.
Glad to meet you, Ellen. Bob tells me that you are interested in African art, too. In fact, he says that you plan to spend the summer in Zimbabwe.
Number 2. I would like to see Mr. Smith, please.
Mr. Smith is not here anymore. Mrs. Brown is the manager now.
Number 3. I am sorry, miss. Flight 622 has already departed.
Oh, all right. Could you please tell me where I can find a telephone?
Number 4. My tape recorder doesn't work. What do you think I should do?
Why not call Mr. Jackson?
Number 5. I'd like to drive to the concert, but my brother has the car tonight.
Who needs a car? We can take the subway if we go a little earlier. Number 6. You seem very tired lately.
It's my new job. It's hard work, and the hours are long.
Number 7. Are you going to Canada or Mexico during your winter vacation?
Well, I don't enjoy cold weather at all, and Canada is freezing at wintertime. Number 8. Excuse me, can you tell me how I can get to the government building?
Of course. Go straight for 2 blocks and then look to the right. Number 9. I saw Peter today at the hospital. I wonder if maybe something is wrong.
His sister just had a new baby.
Number 10. After dinner, we can all go to the concert this evening.
Of course, if I'm free. This is the end of Part A. Part B. You are going to hear 4 conversations. Before listening to each conversation, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. After listening, you will have time to answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. You will hear each conversation only once. Mark your answer in your test booklet. Questions 11 to 14 are based on the following conversation. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions.
It's almost vacation time. Have you found a summer job yet?
I suppose I can work at the boys' camp where I worked last summer. But camp jobs don't pay much.
I think I can get a job at the Edgewater Hotel. A friend of mine was a waiter there last summer. The pay wasn't good, but he got lots of tips.
My sister worked there last summer, making beds and cleaning bathrooms. She didn't like it, but she earned quite a lot of money.
A friend of my sister's did that one summer.
What I want is a job outside. After sitting in college classes all winter, I'd like a job in the open air.
The high school kids earn a lot of money every summer cutting grass. My brother is only 14, but he gets $5 every time he cuts somebody's grass. And it only takes him an hour. He just rides around on the machine that he bought, and the machine does all the work.
That's pretty good. I used to cut grass when I was in high school. But now I thought I might work for a road building company or something like that.
It would be good experience. You could earn a lot, too.
You have 1 minute to answer questions 11 to 14. Questions 15 to 18 are based on the following conversation. You now have 20 seconds to read the questions. Good morning. May I help you?
Yes. I want to find out about the bus service between here and my home in Detroit. I came here last week by train, but I think I want to return by bus. I like to try different ways of traveling.
I'll try to help you. Here is our schedule. It shows that we have 8 buses a day that leave Cleveland for Detroit. I think you'll find that the service is cheaper than the trains.
Yes. It looks as though the tickets are quite a bit cheaper than the train tickets. Why is that?
The bus trip takes a little longer than the train trip. And we don't have a dining car or lounge. We do have a restroom, however, and the bus is air-conditioned, The trip should be comfortable.
How long is the trip?
We have an express bus that takes a little more than 3 hours. And we have a bus that stops at several cities along the way. It's cheaper, but it takes a little more than 4 hours. If you don't mind the extra traveling time, it's our best bargain.
Can I use my return ticket from the train to pay for my bus ticket?
No, you'll have to take that ticket back to the train station. That's a different company. They'll give you your money back, and then you can buy a ticket from me here for the bus.
Thank you. I want to talk this over with my aunt and uncle before I decide. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome. You have 1 minute to answer questions 15 to 18.